Well, you face one in Gronk now.
Yeah.
PJ was saying that there's only so much you can do on initial downs because of run support.
Yeah.
I guess is that how you're starting to find that balance of taking away the chunk?
Yeah.
Even on third down or obvious passing down?
Yeah, no, I've said it before. Part of it when you're game planning is situational. So you're running defense. Defense is to stop what they do in those situations. So if you game plan a team, say on first down, they get in a certain formation, and it's 85% run, you're playing to stop the run. But now if they get you in a formation and they're throwing the ball, the defense has to stand up. And part of our problem is, you know, I think I could be better with some of the calls. You can never make a perfect call, but it's just been execution. And a lot of the plays that we got beat on were just – being in the right position in zones. A couple mans, but being in the right position, we're playing zone defense.
How about the run against Philly? What happened?
Whew. Really, I like to forget about it. But it's a great lesson. Going into that last drive before halftime, I think they had 27 yards rushing. And then it was a situation where I was calling certain defenses, anticipating we were going to get, and we were a little bit soft, and we didn't execute on the edge, and they hit us on two big runs. But I was really fishing, trying to find the right call based on what they were doing personnel-wise, and I was a little off. I was a little off that game.
How do you guys get your swagger back? How's the defense get the swagger back?
Yeah, it didn't go anywhere. It's there. You know, the swag's always there. I think the guys are just frustrated. They've been playing hard. We've been doing good things at times. But at the end of the day, it's about do you win or lose. It's a bottom-line business in the NFL. Did you win the game? Did you lose? And we're losing, so they're frustrated. But the swagger's there.
How difficult is it to throw change-ups at a guy like Brady, who pretty much has seen everything? And then how important is it to be able to do that?
Yeah, well, I'm taking ideas from anybody. So, but he's a veteran quarterback. He's played in the league for a long time. He's seen every look. Those guys do a great job with their scheme. You know, if you look back a couple years, it's the same plays. They may get to them a different way. So you really can't try to fool them. You got to try to out-execute them. So that's what we're going to try to do.
The Patriots just claimed Martellus Bennett off waivers.
Yeah.
Does that change anything as far as your prep team?
Nope. You just got to go out and play. You know, regardless of who they put on the field, we just have to be able to execute our defensive scheme. Guys got to be able to play their techniques and make the plays they're supposed to make. That's the way we try to coach. That's what I always talk to those guys about.
Your resume with the DBs is proven, but is play calling at times, does it get a little fast on game day?
Oh, definitely. Because when you play teams, they have multiple personnel groups. You know, something happens, a sudden change, a big play. You really have to be on top of it. And I spend a lot of time just studying tape, going through the calls, just making sure I'm on it. And, again, you're never going to make a perfect call. You know, you game plan for things that you see on tape, and then they come out and they do something different, and then you're adjusting. And that's what we do a great job on our staff of doing, of making adjustments during game day.
In Philly, a couple guys admitted that the effort wasn't there compared to weeks before. You mentioned the frustration. How do you guard against the frustration not boiling over?
It's about us. You know, each guy goes out there individually. It's about pride. You know, your name's on the back of the jersey. You got to go out and not put bad stuff on tape. And you owe it to the unit. You know, I always talk to them about being a band of brothers. We're a band of brothers. So you owe it to the other guys, not only on defense, but the offense, the whole team, to go out there and do your best every week. It may not always go your way, but as long as you give the best effort you can and you play as hard as you can, then you can live with whatever happens.
Chris Harris said that the college offense was here to stay, and you got to figure out how to stop it. What does he mean by that?
It's just all the spread football. So you see all the zone read and more. The teams that have more of the athletic quarterbacks that are kind of a threat to run the ball, those are the teams you're seeing, the college spread, the zone reads. We're getting a little bit of option. So you just have to make sure from a rule standpoint that all your defenses you run can cover what they're doing.
And is that where you wound up a little light? It seemed like
they're
running plays in the middle, but sometimes they had six guys blocking four.
Oh, yeah. What happened, we were gapped out. It was just the nature of how the scheme and where they lined it back up that affected what we were doing. We talked about it, so we made the proper adjustment. So next time we get it, we'll be able to handle it. But that's what they do. They spread the field, and they make you cover the field horizontally.
Were you surprised that Wentz went after Tlaib so much? And do you think that maybe Brandon Cooks, they might try something against Tlaib this week?
Yeah, I didn't feel that way. I know I've heard that. But I just know, just from a scheme standpoint, they're reading the defense based on what they're seeing, if it's a shell defense, single high defense. So a lot of the throws I saw were based on the scheme in terms of where he was going with the ball. But, you know, if they are attacking the key, he's made a lot of plays in this league. He just has to continue to work hard, play proper technique, and he'll make those game-changing plays.
Great. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Joe.
That's it. All right.